virgins are going to go back to their testimony, come to grips with it in their life, and see that it is the foundation of where this whole movement began, and treat it accordingly. The Upward Look, page 185, says this: I know from the light that God has given me that there should be a revival of the messages that have been given in the past, because men will seek to bring in new theories and will try to prove that these theories are scriptural, whereas they are error, which, if allowed a place, will undermine faith in the truth. We are not to accept these suppositions and pass them along as truth. No, no, we must not move from the platform of truth on which we have been established. There will always be those who are seeking for something new and who stretch and strain the Word of God to make it support their ideas and theories. Let us, brethren, take these things that God has given us and which His Spirit has taught us is truth and believe them, leaving alone those theories which His Spirit has not endorsed. She's emphasizing here that there's some that will, there will always be some who will go back to our very beginnings and try to reinterpret them, bringing something strange. But brothers and sisters, we're not to allow that to happen if we're to be faithful. In Early Writings, page 256, 257, it says this: many who embraced the third message had not an experience in the two former messages. Satan understood this, and his evil eye was upon them to overthrow them. But the third angel was pointing them to the most holy place, and those who had had an experience in the past messages were pointing them the way to the heavenly sanctuary. Many saw the perfect chain of truth in the angel's messages and gladly received them in their order and followed Jesus by faith into the heavenly sanctuary. These messages were represented to me as an anchor to the people of God. Those who understand and receive them will be kept from being swept away by the many delusions of Satan. After the great disappointment in 1844, Satan and his angels were busily engaged in laying snares to unsettle the faith of the body. He affected the minds of persons who had had an experience in the messages and who had an experience of humility. Some pointed to the future for the fulfillment of the first and second messages, while others pointed far back into the past, declaring that they had been there fulfilled. These were gaining an influence over the mind of the inexperienced and unsettling their faith. Some were searching the Bible to build up a faith of their own, independent of the body. Satan exulted in all this, for he knew that those who broke loose from the anchor he could affect by different errors and drive them about with different winds of doctrine. Many who had led in the first and second angels' messages now denied them, and there was division and confusion brought throughout the body. Early Writings 256, 257. Immediately after